Hello and welcome back to the Heartland City Church podcast. It's been maybe 2 years or so. I don't know. I guess
it's like nine months.
We didn't officially launch the name until January. So
yeah.
So first year ish. I'm Zach Alexander.
We're going for that. Is it semi-annual podcast schedule?
Yeah. It's like every yeah, just whenever, just whenever. I'm the acting worship leader at Heartland City. I'm joined by a couple other extraordinary people. I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yes, my name is Jonas Larkin. I am the pastor here at Heartland City, and we are joined by...
I'm Darian Parker, the newly hired family ministry coordinator, but I've been a member here for 4-ish years, so I'm not really new to the church.
You guys came not long after I got here.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. Right around the same time. So, yeah. Yes, sir.
I've been here on and off for a long time.
Just you're the OG, man.
Kind of just filtering between campuses and now filtering between churches. It's a good time. All right. So as a way of maybe doing a fun icebreaker here, let's talk about just a kind of a quick, not even specific to church question, and that is this. Coming from Jonas, here's the question. What is one thing you are loving right now?
All right. Jonas wrote the question, so I'm going to go first. I am enjoying doodling while eating Oreo Muddy Buddy and listening to the new Phil Wickham album. The Song of the Saints album is great.
That is wildly specific.
Yes. Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's just what I do.
With what frequency do those things line up?
An unnatural amount. I actually found a pile of Finish the Drawing copies in the copy room at school the other day. Made a copy for myself, stapled them, took them home, and I've been working too much on finishing this packet of Finish the Drawing doodles.
All right. You know, to each their own. Zach, what about you? One thing you're...
I'm kind of almost embarrassed that this is going to be the thing that's set in stone for the second episode of this podcast. Maybe the last one. I'm not entirely sure. We really don't know with the frequency that we release
them. At this rate, we're set for like, what, next April, I think, for our next...
Yeah. Yeah. So until next year, guys. I've been loving the new, this is, again, 21 Pilots album. Mm. 21 Pilots has a very specific fan base. It's like, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's not really my vibe most of the time. But they released a new album that kind of completes a cycle of storytelling that they've been working on for, I think, 10 years or something like this. What amazes me about this album is, one, the first song is kind of awesome. But the final song on this album... For any music people out there, they took a song from a previous record and reversed the audio. So the whole just like all this going on.
Backmasking?
Yes.
You got to be careful with that stuff.
I think Missy Elliott did that once.
I don't know.
But
we just had a Missy Elliott drop on the podcast.
The real world exists out there, guys.
That's true.
But they took the song, put it in reverse, and then the melody of the original song, if you played it in reverse, is the melody of the forward played vocals on the new song.
Is that incredible? Palindrome? Is that the sentences where like they're the same forward and backwards?
Numbers.
The words, not to get too deep into this, and we can get onto yours, Jonas, but the words are different words. But the melody is the melody of the original song sung in reverse order. It's crazy. So if you play the new song backwards, you pretty much get the melody and track of the old song. I was blown away. I was like, there's no way. I would have never thought to do this in 100 years as a musician. So going through a weird 21 Pilots phase. Short answer.
Mine's not as cool as yours. I'm just going to go with what I said in the sermon the other day. I love Tajin on everything. Just put it on. I had some for lunch today. I put it on eggs. I put it on... I put it in my chili last night, put it on tacos, put it on nachos. I've had gummies with tahini on them. I mean, it is the like all purpose seasoning.
Was the gummy tahini combo accidental?
I don't know. I mean, no, it's like you can buy prepackaged gummies with tahini seasoning on them. I mean, they're not the best gummies ever, but they're pretty good.
That's kind of how I feel about the Shackalicious gummies. I can't stay away from them. If I'm getting gummies, I want the Shackalicious. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm a gummy
the
connoisseur.
The size of those, I think.
The
Shacks are
Yeah, it's like one
size.
Shack gummy is like four regular gummies. All right, so let's turn our attention now to a little bit more church-specific.
Hard transition.
Yes. Well, yeah, we just... That's enough with that, okay? We're going down a dangerous road.
The joking. Lord has a sense of humor, so that's good.
So, Darian, not to put you on the spot too much, but I'm going to kick it to you and Jonas just to talk a little bit about your new role as a family ministry coordinator and maybe past experiences or kind of what you've been up to this point. I'm gonna push it to you guys.
Yep, go for it. We'd love to hear just a little bit. We'll talk here in a minute about what you're going to be doing, but I would love, ideally, our church family is going to listen to this so that they can just get a better sense of maybe some of your ministry experience, even some things you do outside of quote unquote vocational ministry that make you a good fit for this role. So.
Yeah, sure. So I was in the Baptist campus ministry in college when I felt like the Lord called me to ministry. I originally went to school to be a doctor, and that was terrible. So I turned a hard corner to get a leadership degree. I'm not really sure what I was going to do with that, but ended up doing children's ministry with Crossroads Baptist Church from 2015 to 2018. And in 2018, the Lord kind of changed my like heart towards not so much vocational ministry, and I decided to be a teacher. So that's my day job. I would consider that definitely an extension of my ministry. I get to teach kids and love them like Jesus every day. Kind of in the middle of all of that, I have done some mission work in the Dominican Republic and in Mexico. I would love to live in the DR. That was like my favorite place ever. Fun fact, their majority population is biracial people that are both black and white. So I got to be part of the majority population for the only week of my life, which was pretty cool. Yeah. Other than that, I am on the board at Wesley Hilltop. That is up on Skyline Drive here in E-Town. They partner with Memorial Methodist to serve the community of Pinecrest, Glencrest, and the hill up there is what they call it. I do some children's activities up there and serve as the like elementary school personnel person on the board. Here at Valley Creek, I have teaching.
Whoa now.
Oh, goodness gracious. Why did I do that?
It's been we were Valley Creek for a long time.
When I started at Valley Creek, I was really excited about the opportunity to be a part of the growing discipleship kind of vision that Jonas had preached about one day when I was actually sitting at home, 8 months pregnant, afraid to come to church because it was COVID. But then, now that we're Heartland City, I got to do the very first Vacation Bible School as Heartland City this summer. I got to help direct that. And you killed it, by the way. Thank you.
Just to say that
publicly.
Thank you.
It was so fun. Our people were awesome. The kids were awesome. We just had a great time. And so that really was when the Lord started knocking on my heart and Jonas started chasing me down, asking me to consider this opportunity. And here I am. So I'm really excited. I feel like this is exactly where the Lord has wanted me to be. The joy I have gotten to experience even in the first couple weeks on this staff has been incredible, and I'm really excited for where we are headed.
Yeah, so to that end, let's talk a little bit about kind of where we are headed. So your official title is Family Ministry Coordinator. Puts you over our ministry to basically birth through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we couldn't do that without an incredible volunteer team. But you're kind of serving in the role to coordinate those volunteers to make sure that they're equipped, have the resources they need, just to dream and plan with them. I would love if you would want to share, and I know you're pretty new to the to the role, and so we're talking high level. We're not going to get in the weeds here, but I would love for you to share just some of your, again, high level, 30,000 foot vision for our ministry to children and students, families, some of your dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, I think I am kind of running on kind of what you just said. Like, our volunteers are our experts at this point. I had actually taken a little bit of a break from teaching, which I think allowed the Lord to kind of make me yearn a little bit for kids ministry, which was kind of neat. But I'm spending a lot of time observing and asking questions and meeting with people who have been doing this longer than me, asking them, you know, what has been working, what do you see, and kind of trying to mold and take what they're saying into kind of the vision that I do have. And so as far as like my hopes, I think they're kind of twofold. One, I want to continue the growth that we have been seeing. I have been on staff 2 Sundays now, and I think we have added 8 kids to the roster in the back, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Growth is great, but more so we want to see kids love Jesus. So
yeah.
It's important to me to make sure we have safe environments where kids of all ages, backgrounds, etc., can meet Jesus the way they need to be met. So that's where a lot of that observing comes in, is like, okay, where are we not hitting a certain population, or where are preschool kids kind of getting lost in the sauce, so to speak. So we've been doing a lot of like little things like, oh, we're going to move a rug in this room so they can move across and have some movement, or we need Play-Doh here, you know, little things like that. Mm-hmm. As far as our students are concerned, we have a rock star who is really taking the reins on youth. And so she and I have really just kind of looked at like, when can we put a date on paper to get these teenagers together? And so
Yeah. That's
really our next step, is just get all of the somewhere between 5 and 25 teenagers that we know kind of, you know, float in and out of this place into one space, and make sure they know that we see them, we love them, and we are hoping to build something for them. And then alongside of that, it's the families who are ministering to these kids day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
We see them once, hopefully in the future, maybe more than once a week. But their parents see them every day, and they see each other a lot more than we see them. So I want to make sure that we're doing a good job of resourcing and encouraging, and hopefully being able to celebrate alongside these families as their kids fall in love with Jesus. And also as they struggle and as they lose their way, and as they have questions, being able to be a resource to help minister by means of their parents, because mm-hmm. they're the most important leaders as far as their kids' gospel understanding and life with Jesus is concerned.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. I love all that you had to say. And again, just to affirm to people that might be listening to this, watching Darian rock out at VBS and just knowing some of her background, it was just like, man, I've got to figure out how can we make this happen. And I don't know if I just wore you down over time, but grateful for you, grateful for your family. I love your husband. I think he's hilarious, and he's just a really smart guy. So looking forward to having you guys being a part of the leadership team.
Yes.
Thank you. We're excited.
Absolutely. Welcome to the team. And that's a little bit about what's going on. Did you have any additional thoughts? You wanted last thoughts
no,
on that?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
So that's a little bit of a behind-the-scenes kind of future look at goals for, you know, what's happening in kids, student, you know, family ministry overall. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on in our church services, in our worship services, specifically our most recent sermon series. I'll kick that to Jonas.
Yeah, so we have been several weeks in a series now that we've titled All of Life. I guess when I say we've titled, I've titled All of Life. And it's really just based off of one of our core values, which is that we want to be a people who display the gospel in all of life. You know, the good news of Jesus, it's not just this intellectual thing to be believed, but it's to be lived out in every area of life, all of life. And so I would just be interested in hearing from you. I mean, we've been through kind of the way I've thought about the series. We started like personally, what does the gospel say about our identity? And from there, it's kind of flowed outwards into our relationships with others. Then we got into specific relationships, husbands, wives, parents, children, you know, as employees or employers. Last week, this past Sunday, we looked at, you know, what does it mean to be, or what does it mean to display the gospel as citizens? Got a couple of specific things we'll talk about over the next couple of weeks to round out the series. But I would love to hear from you guys, anything that has stood out to you about the series or,
I've really enjoyed your, the way you've communicated biblical authority. I think there's a lot of confusion in our culture on what it means to submit and what it means to be respectful and gender roles and marriage roles and, you know, with work and the chaos that is a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I've just really appreciated the consistent reminder that, like, at the end of the day, all of our relationships with any authority figure are primarily a reflection of our relationship with God, right, in that he is the boss, and mm-hmm. All of those other relationships reflect the way that we are supposed to be reverent of him. Mm-hmm. That's been really helpful for me. And I've enjoyed the different contexts that we've been able to talk about that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think a big part of it for me that I've really responded to is that, I would say for me personally, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who do this as well. You know, when you look at scripture or when you hear someone preaching, which I guess would be the same thing as looking at scripture, but and it kind of puts the ball in your court where you go, that's on you. Here's what God is calling you to do. You know, God is saying, here's what I want you to do. I am looking for every opportunity to be like, well, that doesn't apply to me. And every single Sunday, there has almost been a facet of the kind of main idea of the sermon where you could go, doesn't apply to me. And then it comes around, it's like, that does apply to me. And that initial response of, is not a great one. But mm-hmm. then that conviction of, you know what? Okay, it is me. So what do I need to be doing? Where can I step up? Even maybe if you're already doing well, where can I be encouraged? Or how can I encourage others to also fulfill, you know, God's plan for their specific roles in, ready for it, all of life?
Oh, there you go. Well done. It's well good. Done. Well, I've enjoyed preaching it. It's been a little more topical. I know we went through Colossians 3 pretty much the whole chapter, but
yeah. What was up with? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I generally like to go through books of the Bible, but it just felt like it was something we needed in the life of our church, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from. I think it's good feedback. Anytime people are asking me ahead of time, like, what are you preaching on this Sunday? I'm assuming that's good. Or maybe they're deciding whether or not they want to be there to feel conviction or not. So I think it's just some guys joking around. But either way, it's been good. So looking forward to continuing that. We got a couple more weeks in that series. And then we will kick off another series after fall break. And I'll leave that as a cliffhanger.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nice.
Well, even though you already know what it is.
Yes. Yeah, that's fine. I've kept it under, you know, I have not told a soul. Actually, maybe I told my wife.
Yeah. It'll be a different kind of series. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if that's just because I'm a church nerd or what, but.
It's the best kind of nerd to be, though.
That's true.
I'll say if we're talking nerddom here, I will say the graphic for the next series is it's the first turn we've taken thematically as a church, as Heartland City specifically. Everything up to this point has kind of followed the same color palette, even font choices or typeface, if you will. This next one, and I don't know if that will reflect in content, but for whatever reason, that the path that I chose for the theme of the whole thing was just kind of a slight change.
Yeah, and I think it will feel different because I've already thought about this. You know, you try to stay ahead. Next series will be a little more, in my mind, I feel like I can differentiate between preaching and teaching. You know, preaching, you're really trying to call people into something. Teaching, a little more like, let's explain this and why this is. And I think this next series will be a little more teaching than preaching.
I wish you all could see the excitement in the room, because I have no idea what's going on, but I am ready for it.
we'll tell you off air. I want to make sure I got it lined out before we just publicize it.
We have to keep the suspense going, but yeah, as a staff member, you are obviously welcome to know.
I'm enjoying right now the suspense, though.
Or I guess I would say that if anyone really needed to know, we can let them know. It's not a
top secret.
But absolutely, you kind of want to roll that out in time. So that's one thing we can look forward to. We have some other ongoing changes, some new exciting things happening right now that you could, some people could experience this next Sunday, and then some upcoming events. So let's talk about some of those.
Yes, we are currently recording live from the Heartland City Podcast Studio, which technically doubles as a Are we going with mom's room? Mother's room?
I think we went with mother's room.
Mother's room.
Room.
Yeah. So to what Darian was saying earlier, it feels like every young couple in our church has decided, you know what? It's time to be fruitful and multiply. And so between conversations I've had with moms that already have young babies that are needing a place to care for them, and knowing that we have several women that are expecting in our church, we're like, man, we've got to find a place for these moms to care for their kids so they can still be involved in the life of the church. So,
job security.
Yeah, we do have that's right. That's right. We do have a newly renovated mother's room here in the church, and it's really nice. So I'll really never get to use it after this. But
I was about to say, it makes me almost think about maybe wanting to have another one.
I think because it has not been unveiled yet. It has not been this Sunday will be the first time that mothers attending service can come in here and utilize this space. But it almost seems like it would be strange to continue the podcast beyond that point from this room.
It does feel a little weird.
But for a point of clarity, we chose this room strictly because of, one, the vibe is awesome. Do the kids still say immaculate these days?
Did they ever?
I don't think so.
Okay.
At least not the way I said it. And the noise, less noise.
Yeah, honestly, it was acoustically the best room in the building, so that's why we're here.
I think the kids would say Sigma.
Lots of soft...
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Lots of soft, absorbent surfaces in here. It's a comfortable room, guys. Yeah, yeah. So,
I mean...
People are going to see this room and they'll be like, you know what? We need to have another baby.
I don't feel like...
We're really talking it up.
We're talking about a lot of secrets. I don't feel like we typically keep this
room,
secrets.
That's the crazy thing about this room is it's also not a room that you would want to just like peek into. Like, ooh, let me see this room they were talking about. So, got to make sure a lot of things are clear. And
We got it. It's good. Yeah. It's comfortable. We got the live stream connected, so you can still peek in on the service if you're caring for your child and changing table, all the stuff you would need. And bowls of chocolate.
We're really talking this up.
We really are.
I would say this is just one step of just continuing to make the space that God has gifted us a space that we can utilize as a church with our own specific to us needs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we cannot make this space everything for everybody. And so just seeing when needs arise, what we can do. You know, we saw that the evidence of that in our new, completely renovated children's space at the beginning of the year. And just as we continue to do those things, the spaces that we used for specific things before will change to other specifically utilized areas. Sure. So yep. Love to see that.
A couple other things. Quick hitters. Yeah, we got the golf scramble coming up next month. It's about a Actually, it's a month from today, literally, isn't it? Yeah, 17th. Yeah.
Nice.
I will say there is a registration deadline of October the 5th, though. And that is open to anyone. Doesn't matter, man, woman. I guess children will be in school mostly. But just a good time to go out and have fun, lose some golf balls, laugh at each other, embarrass ourselves, all that fun stuff.
I was called out by Scott Kerr, pastor at Valley Creek, for those who may not know him. I was talking to him today about the golf scramble because I'm not a golfer. I don't enjoy golf. And the one time when we did Top Golf, I thought I would eventually get okay at it. That never happened. And so I have been kind of opposed to attending the golf scramble. But Scott pointed out that maybe if I didn't want to golf, I could just go from hole to hole, like serenading or perhaps leading in worship songs. Mm. Those are two different things, by the way. just bring my guitar. And I don't know. So that's still up in the air. We'll see if that happens.
You can be on my team.
I think your voice is the only voice that people may be okay with that happening.
Well, I appreciate the compliment. I still think, granted, if anyone's serious about golf and then they see that there's a scramble happening, I don't know that they would be like, this is the time, boys. Let's get this done. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah. We'll try it.
It'll be a good time. If you'd like more information, you can go to our website, heartlandcitychurch.com. You can sign up there as well. Again, registration deadline is October the 5th for that. One thing I'm super excited about is we are launching a together, I've just been calling it a group study. And together is just the title of the study. And it is really want to highlight the just the importance of biblical community. And as our church seems to be growing, we're seeing new faces, it feels like, every week. And I think it's really important. That's not a word. It's really important that we're seeking to grow in not just in size. I mean, we want our church to grow, but we really want to grow in deep relationships with one another. One of our core values is, you know, we grow together as a family. And I really want to maintain that. And aside from that, I just think it's impossible to read the New Testament and look past how important it is that believers, Christians, are living in deep connection with one another. And so the Together group study will, it's a 6-week study. We've got several times and date options. I guess really it'll either Sundays or Wednesdays, but just to highlight those real quick, we'll have 3 groups on Sunday mornings. There'll be an open group, like couples, men and women. There'll be a men's group and a women's group. The open group will be led by John Fisher. He's got a life group that already meets on Sunday mornings, and so it'll be a part of that. The men's group, led by Tracy Bolin, who already has a men's group that meets on Sunday mornings. And then Kelly's going to lead a women's group on Sunday mornings. And then I'm going to lead a group on, like during the week, Wednesdays. So the Sunday morning groups will take place at 9 a.m. Beginning on October the 19th. And then, and I should say, childcare is provided for all the Sunday groups. So there will not be childcare for the Wednesday group, but there will be childcare for the Sunday groups beginning October 19th through November the 23rd. And then the Wednesday evening group will be 6:30 each Wednesday, starting on the 15th of October through November 19th, I believe it is. But you'll hear more about that. You'll hear more about that this Sunday, probably for the next several Sundays, because I really want to get as many people involved in that as possible. So that's it.
Sounds awesome.
Looking forward to it. Excellent. I'm also looking forward to it. This is where I'm going to have to just push it straight back to you, Jonas. I'm seeing something here on the outline for the episode that we have a lightning round.
We do have a lightning round.
So I actually don't have any details for that. So yes. That's on you.
All right. So I thought it would be fun. You know, the kind of the point of this podcast is, hopefully you've picked up, the main point is to introduce Darian. The church knows Darian. She's been around, like she said, for 4+ years at this point. But I thought it would be fun to get to know you, maybe in some ways that might not come up in everyday conversation.
Let's do it.
So you have not seen any of these questions?
I have absolutely not seen any of these questions.
I told you were going to have a lightning round, but I did not give you the content of said lightning round. So
okay.
Here's what I want you to do. I want to answer these as quickly as possible.
They're got it.
Pretty quick answer questions. But first thing that comes to mind, I got 10 of these.
Oh, okay.
All right. Some of them are like either or.
Okay.
So it'll be quick. Are we ready?
Yes.
Do we have some cool lightning round music? Nope. Okay. Well, we tried. We'll see what they can add in post. All right. Here we go. Lightning round. Darian, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. You're driving down the road in your car. You listen to music or podcasts?
Music.
All right. As an addendum, what do you listen to?
Right now, Song of the Saints.
Okay, makes sense. But you're not doodling while you're driving?
Never.
Okay. Number two, are you a morning person or are you a night owl?
Morning, for sure.
All right. 3, last movie you saw in a theater?
Last movie I saw in a theater was, I don't know. I just get popcorn and leave. I really have no idea.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last movie I saw in a theater, honestly.
So
give me one, Zach. What you got?
Superman.
Superman, okay.
I don't remember.
That's all right. We'll move on. Superman will be our
group. I live right behind the movie theater, though, so we do get popcorn often.
Okay. Do you really just go in and get it? And then
I send Ray to go get popcorn, yes.
It's actually a brilliant idea.
I didn't know you could do that, but that is awesome.
There's no one stopping you.
Number 4, what is your go-to road trip snack?
Oreo Muddy Buddies.
All right.
That's where I found it, actually.
Not movie theater popcorn?
No.
Okay. something you keep on or near you at all times that is not a phone or keys.
Mechanical pencils.
Okay. All right. You talking about like the, you mean like the clicky lid?
Yeah. Yeah. Always have those.
Yeah. That's like all I would use growing up. I'm with you. Number six, what is the most used app on your phone?
Probably Class Dojo because I'm a teacher, but also okay. TikTok.
All right. So yeah, I've never had the TikTok. I guess I'm missing out. And I don't even know what the other thing you said is. All right. What is one of your pet peeves?
Pet peeves. I would say, I don't know, wandering. I don't like when people are just wandering. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Do you mean like in life in general?
No, or like okay, physically so in say a location? We are all, like at a restaurant, okay? We're all sitting, okay. We're eating, and there's just somebody that's just kind of like, it's not their job to wander. They're just kind of wander, like meandering aimlessly okay. around.
So are you, it like, makes you uncomfortable?
Yes.
Okay, that's fair.
Kids in my classroom, my children, sit down somewhere.
All right, favorite song to sing at the top of your lungs in the car?
I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston.
Respect it. Okay. Did we land on the moon?
Absolutely.
Okay, we need to have a talk about that. And then finally, who is your favorite Heartland City staff member and why is it Zach?
Wow.
Well, technically, I am the only Heartland City staff member.
Technically,
just
technically
kidding.
You are.
No, I love you both and think you're great. Oh, and I would not be here without either of you. So I'm not going to answer that question.
All right. Fair enough. That's all I got, Zach. That's the lightning round.
I'm flattered by that one. I was hoping you would ask me the same questions, but then honestly, I think I could probably answer that one pretty easily. I'm all about me, some me.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. All right. Well, again, welcome to the team, Darian.
Thank you.
And hopefully this episode was informational and hopefully a little entertaining for people. I think we said this in the last episode. The goal is to maybe do more of these if our congregation of our church family finds them valuable in some way, and we'll do our best to make them valuable as we choose to record them. So until next time, this is the Heartland City Church staff.
Deuces.
Adios.